It seems like a computer is kind of slow this morning. Hope you're not slow.
看来今天早上的电脑好像有点慢，让我们大家思考方面没有那么慢。
Let's bow our head with a word of prayer.
在我们开始之前，让我们低头做一个祷告。
Heavenly Father, as we come before you to look at your words.
亲爱的天父，在我们站在你面前来看你，在读你的话语的时候。
We ask that you actually give us spiritually alert.
我们请求你让我们在灵命上有一个警醒的心。
So that we can hear what you have to say in your word, be able to take it to our heart.
所以我们可以在你的真道上能够完完全全地了解他的意思，然后能够在心里扎根。
Be with us this morning, in Jesus' name we pray.
请求你跟我们在一起，我们祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名求。 Amen.
So if you have been at 3CW for a while, you know that I've been preaching on the book of Ephesians for some time.
所以你，如果你在我们教会当中有一段时间的话，你晓得我在这个以弗所书上面已经讲过一阵子了。Today
we're going to talk about chapter 4.
今天我们要讲的是第四章。
Chapter 1 through 3 in a nutshell is about our position in Christ.
第一章到第三章基本上提到的是我们在耶稣基督中的身份。
So in chapter 2,
在第二章,
it actually says, oops, got a little ahead of myself here. The Bible tells us that God raised us up and seated us with us in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
这个提到，这个以弗所书提到，主神把我们提出来，然后在他跟他一起同坐。
So we're almost like this seated with Christ.
然后我们跟基督一起同坐。
So, if you can see the picture, this is more of a symbolic thing.
如果你看到这个投影片上这个图画的话，是一个象征性的。
So it's because all of us Christians are not going to be able to pack next to Jesus.
因为我们所有基督徒不可能都拥挤在这个耶稣身边。
So think about it, it's all about where we are in our relationship with God.
其实，所以这个象征的意思就是，我们跟神的关系上面，我们跟他的相处的程度是到哪个程度？So
we also have been adopted as God's children.
同时，我们在名分上是神的子女。So
Watchman Nee, who is one of the first Chinese preacher who have significant influence on the Western Christians, wrote a book on Ephesians called Sit, Walk, and Stand.
这个 Watchman Nee 的这位牧师是在西方文化中间第一位，就是第一位这个是对西方文化有相当影响的中国牧师。他写了一本书，这本书的名字叫做《坐走站》。
So it's actually describing the book of Ephesians.
这本书是基本上是描述以弗所书里面讲的一些事情。
So when I saw that, I wasn't quite sure we can apply this sort of metaphor.
当我当初看的时候，我不晓得怎么样去应用这些方面的提出来的暗语。
So until I actually come across the book of Psalm chapter 1 verse 1.
但是我后来看到了诗篇第一章第一节。
It says, blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。
It uses the same kind of sit, walk, and stand, although in a different way.
这里也用的是那种站的这种比喻的方法，虽然说有点用法有点不太一样。So
based on all these things from the book of Ephesians, as you can see, chapter 1 through 3 is about what our position is. And then from chapter 4 to almost like halfway chapter 6, it's about how we walk about our lives. And then the very end, it talks about how we stand against the devil in chapter 6.
所以我们可以晓得这个以弗所书第一章到第三章提的基本上是我们在神面前的这个身份，然后第四章开始一直到第六章中间那一段是告诉我们怎么样去在生活上面把这些事情应用出来。
It's more of a progression, but we need to understand all the theory, all the background behind how we walk before we walk, and everything, you know, the first 1-3 is about the theory, now we're actually applying it.
所以一章到三章里面提出来的基本上是告诉我们以理论性的方式告诉我们我们怎么样去在我们的基督徒的生活上面行走，然后现在开始我们要去看怎么样真正的实行它。
So in chapter 4 verse 12 it says, you know, we're here to equip the saints.
在第四章第十二节提到说成全圣徒。
So we, in a way, we are the saints, and also in chapter 4, verse 1, Paul start out and say, I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord.
所以我们就是所谓的圣徒，然后第四章第一节提到说我为主被囚，就说是我开始。
I was reminded, every time we see a word therefore in the scripture, that it is there for a reason.
这个第四章开始的这第四章第一节里面有一个是转接词，就是说是因为如此，所以我每次看到这个字的时候，我就提醒我自己，因为这个前后有相连接的关系。
So we need to take a look at what Paul says before that. So because he says it's therefore.
所以我们现在要回头看一看保罗在前面说了什么，所以他为所谓也就是为帮我们解释为什么他在这里要提出来所以为。
So start in verse 1, it says, I therefore, prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called.
第四章第一节提出来，我为主被囚劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
So in other words, he's saying that how you live your life better be the same or equal to the calling that we are given.
So 这句话告诉我们，就是说我们在生活上怎么样去过我们过我们的基督徒的生活，跟我们蒙召的这件事情的量分要相等。
So what is that calling? And actually, in Chinese word, 蒙 the term provides an even better meaning.
那个中文的那个对中文对就说是蒙召这个字就说是含的意义可能比英文要更深一点。
There's a connotation that it's like there's an invitation to a feast or some sort of huge blessing.
所以蒙召这两个字里面有含这个邀请的意思，就是说好像有人被邀请到一个宴会或者是一个很大的这个聚会。
It's like what we see in the gospel when Jesus invited Zacchaeus to his house to stay.
就好像这个耶稣邀请了这个撒该被邀请到撒该家里去一样。
Zacchaeus is a tax collector and everybody hates him.
撒该是一个税吏，大家都很恨他。
He's also very short, so when Jesus was around, he wanted to see Jesus, but he couldn't get to it, so he climbed up on a tree.
同时他是一个个子不是很高的人，所以但他在群众中要看到耶稣的时候，他必须要爬到树上去才能看到耶稣。
But Jesus calls out and says, Zacchaeus, come down, I'm going to stay in your house today.
但是耶稣跟他讲说撒该你下来，今天晚上我要到你家里去。
Zacchaeus said, me? You're actually inviting me? You know, everybody hates me and yet you're inviting me. You invite yourself to my house.
撒该很惊讶的就是说，你是在跟我讲话吗？大家都恨我，但是你反而要邀请你自己到我家里来。
But is that kind of special calling that blessed calling that Jesus giving us?
但是这种就是那种特殊的蒙恩的呼召。
In chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 says, For by grace you've been saved through faith. This is not your own doing, it's your gift of God. Not a result of works, so that no man may boast. That special gift of salvation is part of that blessed calling.
所以就像是第二章第八节跟第九节提出来的，你们得救是本乎于恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。这里提出来的这个救恩，也就是蒙召的这个蒙恩呼召里面的一个部分。
And then and also in verse 2, verse 16, it says, you might reconcile us both together in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility.
第二章16节也提到, 既在十字架上, 灭了怨仇, 边界, 这十字架, 思两下归为一体, 与神和好了。
And then I found that it said this mystery is the Gentiles, is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of promise Christ Jesus through the gospel.
紧接着在第三节就提出来, 这奥秘是外邦人在基督耶稣里, 借着福音, 得以同为后赐, 同为一体, 同盟应许。
So in other words, the calling includes there are really two parts of calling. The first part is of salvation.
所以这个蒙召里面有两部分, 第一部分是提到救赎的一部分。
And the second part is a call to fellowship as a body and unity for all the Christians.
那第二部分就是蒙召的第二部分是所有的基督徒要同为一体, 要同为一体在神面前彼此相交。
And they go hand in hand together.
这两个是合在一起的。
So you cannot say, oh, I'm just going to take this part and not the other.
这不是说我只选这一部分而不选那一部分。
If you recall from the scripture reading, a lot of that is about church, your church life and about church unity.
所以你刚才我们看的这些经文里面, 一个常常提出来的一个题目, 就是, 在教会的生活以及教会的这个, 合而为一的精神。
Church unity is a lot harder than you might think.
这个教会里面要合而为一是比可能比你想象要难一点。
So throughout my life, I have experienced church split twice.
在我生命当中我大概经历了两次这个教会分裂。
The first time is in Hong Kong when I was a teenager. I was relatively young, so my parents shielded me from a lot of that.
第一次经历是在香港的时候，那个时候我还是一个青少年，因为我的年纪比较轻，所以我父母亲就把这些事情帮我挡住了。
The event was so bad that actually made all the way to a local newspaper.
这个分裂这件事情，就是说坏到一个程度，就是说是当地的这个报纸都会有头条新闻一样的报告。So
it was based on some basic doctrines, as far as I know. Even today, I can still hear in some Chinese churches some of the teachings from a departed church are not quite doctrinal.
这个他们当初的分裂的最主要原因是因为教义的解释的方法不一样，直到今天我还有时候会听到。 这个离开的这个教会对这个教义的解释有点不正确。
The other times happened much closer to home at the Twin Cities I was associated with it.
那另外一次这个分裂就是比较离这边比较近一点，也就是我们的母堂这个T4C那边。
To make a long story short, it's about more about personal conflict than doctrine.
这一次的话就是个人人与人之间的矛盾，跟教义的话就没有太大的关系。In
the end, no one wins.
最终来讲的话是两败俱伤。
Two pastors left and we ended up with a part of some people left the church.
最后的话两位牧师都离开了，而且有一部分人也离开了教会。
What I wish that I know all these passages that we about to read back then.
我现在的话就是希望说当初的时候我对这些经文就有今天这么好的了解。
So Ephesians 4, chapter 1, you know, chapter 4 teaches us how we should live our church lives.
So
with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity in the bond of peace.
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此连接。
This is the answer to addressing church unity.
这是对教会这个合而为一的新的一个最好的答案。
I wish someone had taught me that during the time.
我现在有点希望当初有人这样子把这个用这种方法来教我。
As you see on the slide, there are five different things.
你可以看到那个投影片上面有五种不同的题目。
It's very easy to talk about it, but very difficult to do.
我们很容易在这边可以讨论一下，但是做起来、行起来的话，可能会比较难一点。
With church organization structure, I've always heard that you don't want to bring some of the secular ways of doing things into church.
不说是在这个从一个教会的组织的角度去看的话，我常常会听人讲说，我们不希望用这个世俗的方法来解决教会的问题。
I have always heard that we don't, you know, but I'm all for using the latest technology so we can, you know, we've been uploading the files on the OneDrive and all these actually makes life a lot easier for us.
我这里讲的不是讲说科技方面的一些新的发展，我是非个人来讲的话，我是非常赞成用一些最新的科技来解决我们日常生活上的一些问题。
A new ways of doing things, but although we need to check, make sure there's not a major problem.
当然了，就说用这些新的这些科技的话，我们需要也去小心的看一下，不会带来新的问题。
But what we're seeing from what Paul's teaching us is how to deal with people.
但是今天保罗跟我们提的这些经文是教导我们怎么样去跟人和好相处。
There's a major distinction between secular culture and or corporate culture, you know, compared to church.
这个世俗的这个文化跟这个教会的这些处事的方法有相当大的分别。
So, let's take a look at today's work culture or work environment.
我们先看一看我们这个世俗的，也就是我们工作上的一些习惯。
I think for most people who have been working for 20, 30 years, you wouldn't disagree that the work culture has changed quite a bit over this time period.
如果说我们在工商界已经工作了二三十年的话，我们都可以看出来，就是说过去二三十年这个公司做事的方式改变了很多。
Have you been told that you should be humble, gentle, and patient at work?
你有没有听到人家告诉你在工作的时候告诉你说我们做事的时候需要谦虚、温柔跟忍耐
？And then also, you know, we're told to be assertive. Always make sure other people know what we have done and get the credit for the work.
我们基本上的话是常常听到人家讲，我们必须要就说是比较有积极性一点。
And then,
然后把这个就说是我们做的事情让大家晓得，所以我们可以得到我们应得的。
Humility is not going to get you anywhere.
常常会讲说这个谦虚是对我们一点益处都没有的。
You always have to what is called push back.
我们这个常常听到人家讲说我们必须要这个把一些东西抵挡回去。
I thought it's some sort of Tai Chi. You push back this way.
我有的时候以为我刚开始的时候以为这个也许是太极拳的一种打法，就是要把这个东西慢慢的推回去。
But it's not.
但是那个不是。
We are told that the project has to be done in a certain way, got to be faster. You know, where's the critical path? Get it done.
我们常常跟我们公司常常跟我们提的就是说是我们工作的进度要快，而且要时间要抓准，而且是把这些让我们能够慢下来的事情都要把它赶快的解决掉。
So it's all about serving the interests of the shareholders.
最终来讲的话，我们公司做事的最终的目的是要让这个这股票拥有人的利益能够增大。
But the church was about serving people, but ultimately about serving God.
但是教会的话，我们是要这个侍奉神，但是要通过这个彼此侍奉来侍奉神。
So are we faced with some kind of dichotomy where we're supposed to do things one way at church and another way at work?
那我们现在那这样子讲起来的话，我们是不是面对了一些相当矛盾的情况？就是、说是在教会用某一种方法去做，但是在公司里面的话要用另外一种方法去做。
No. But we're not going to talk about that today. That comes at a later time.
No. 我们今天讲的不是这个，但是以后我们会再提这些事情。
So what are the five things we need to do at church?
那我们在教会要做的五件事情是哪五件事情
？They involves three kinds of virtues and two other ways of doing things.
我们今天要提的是五个项目中间有三个是美德，那另外两个的话是告诉我们怎么样去实践这些美德。
So some schools we're actually trying to push for certain virtues.
在学校的时候，我们会听到老师讲要我们要达到某些美德。
But it's not what we're talking about here.
但是这不是我们今天要提到的。
So let's talk about humility.
所以我们先谈谈这个谦虚这件事情。
And the best picture that I have is Jesus washing the disciples' feet.
这个我本来要放在这个投影片上面的这个相片是耶稣洗这个使徒的脚。
He didn't have to do that.
他不当然他不需要这样子做。
But he did it. He chose to do it to show the disciples what it means by humility.
但是他选择要这样子做，因为他要教使徒何谓谦虚。
You gotta realize back in the Greek culture, what Paul's talking about is what slaves do.
你说你们需要了解这个保罗讲的这种谦虚是当初希腊文化里面奴隶所需要有的态度。
So it's almost like everybody in church, you gotta be almost have the attitude of more like a slave.
所以教会，所以也就是说，教会里面每一个人希望都应该有自己当自己为奴隶的这种态度。
Not what's even worse is not just once in a while, but all the time.
这更复杂的就是说是这不是一次两次而已，而是每天每次都要这样子。
So the next one actually we're talking about would be gentleness.
那下一个题目是这个温柔。
A believer also needs to be gentle.
我们信者也需要有温柔。
Our society think of gentleness as weakness.
我们这个社会常常认为这个温柔是一个弱点。
But that's not quite the same as we see in the scripture here.
但是这里讲的温柔不是我们社会上所讲的。
Galatians 6:1 says, "Brothers, if anyone is caught in transgression, who you are spiritual should restore in a spirit of gentleness."
在这个加拉太书第六章第一节提出来说，弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把它挽回过来。
It's not about pointing finger or using any harsh words.
这不是要就是指责他，或者是用一些责备的话去。
So back in January, I took a trip to with our youngest daughter Ellie to the Far East.
在过去这个一月份的时候，我跟我最小的女儿 Ellie 到了远东去游玩了一次。
I do that when our kids are in college, so as a way to allow them see the world. And lots of time, I even go out on the limb, let them go do things on their own in an environment that they may not be that familiar with.
这是我常常做的一件事情，就是我家的小孩在大学的时候，我会带他们出去看看世界，让他增长知识。有的时候甚至我让他们一个人自己出去，这样子能够独立一下。
Usually mom has school, so I end up taking our girls, but you know, one at a time by myself.
通常那个时候他们的母亲要教学，所以我就是轮到我一个一个的带出去。
It's part of the trip. We visited Hong Kong because Ellie wanted to see the places where I grew up.
我们去香港，因为那个女儿，我的女儿 Ellie 希望能够看看我长大的地方。
I notice a certain aspect of the culture where you're almost constantly on your guard, because you're afraid somebody is going to take advantage of you.
我去的时候，我一个感觉就是那个地方好像是大家都特别的谨慎，因为好像总是怕别人占了你的便宜。
My sister had been living there for some time. They moved back to Hong Kong from Boston. Always, I see that always constantly exercise almost a degree of paranoia to make sure that you know she get her way.
我的一个姐姐，她是从 Boston 搬回去的，在那边已经住了好几年了。
对，
但是这个让我感觉她好像就是有一点这个神经紧张的样子，好像就说是一直要常常是要她自己的这个想法能够得到实现。
Let me ask you this. If you have to get through this crowd, to get to the bus, to get to where you are you going to have any gentleness and humility?
你就刚才那个就在巴士站的那个图片，如果说你要从这个图片里面，从这个人群当中能够挤上这个公车的话，你觉得谦虚或者是温柔能够让你上得了这个车吗？
The only thing I felt was high blood pressure.
那个时候我唯一的感觉到的就是高血压。
It's very easy to bring that kind of way of doing things into the church.
这个在教会方面来讲的话，我们很容易把那种态度就偶然的就带到这个教会里面来了。
If I want certain things my way, just be persistent.
如果说我要这个事情照我的方法去做的话，我就是坚持下去就行了。
But other people can bend the rules. But doing it is not necessarily wrong, but that's not what Paul is teaching us to be like in church.
那种做法虽然说是不一定说是错的, 但是这不是保罗,
Paul also tells us to be to be patient.
保罗也教导我们要忍耐。
We need to see what, have the patience to see what God is going to do, and we have to pay, have the patience to pray for what we're asking for.
所以忍耐的时候是我们需要有一个忍耐的心来去等待这个我们向神祷告的项目，看神怎么样去带领我们，也同时要看神的做法。
Without being patient, you're not going to be able to be humble and gentle because you're going to jump into telling people what you think.
如果说没有这个忍耐的心的话，就不太容易有谦虚或者是温柔的心，因为我们会常常就是跳进去，然后要想办法告诉人家他们应该怎么去做。If
you recall the parable about seeds in different soils, even the good seed needs time so it will bear fruit.
如果说你们晓得这个种子在跟这个土壤的好坏的这个比喻的时候，你晓得这个即使是好的种子的话。 他们也需要，即使是好的种子在良好的土壤里面，他们也是需要时间才能够成长。
Last year, Ajin helped us grow some turnips. It was so exciting in the garden. It was so exciting to see them.
去年我们家里我种了一些萝卜，看他们这个萝卜长大的时候，实在是一件很兴奋的事情。
They're halfway kind of above the ground. It's so tempting to pull them out of the ground.
你看他们这个长出来的时候，有的时候就很想去马上把它拔出来。But
Julie told me that I needed to wait.
但是我太太 Julie 跟我讲说，我需要耐心的忍耐。So
I waited patiently, and finally one day said, "You can pull now."
所以我很耐心的去等待，结果有一天，我太太终于总算跟我讲说，我可以去把它拔出来了。You
see, I don't know if you can see in the back there, the top of the part of the turnip, there's no soil. But the other bottom part is when you see the top, you know, it's so tempting, but you gotta have the patience so the turnip can grow.
你看这个萝卜的时候，它上面这个叶子是在泥土上面，然后其他的是在泥土下面，所以你只看到泥土上面的时候，你会有的时候忍不住就想把它拔出来，但是你必须要去等。So
after we have all these virtues, humility and gentleness and patience, which is great, but how do we carry them out?
当我们达到这些学习到这些美德的时候，也就是谦虚、温柔、忍耐的时候，那是一件很好的事情。但是我们怎么样去把它实行出来呢？
But Paul tells us, we are to bear with one another and make every effort.
保罗是跟我们讲，是说我们需要互相，要尽力的互相宽容。
Is that an easy thing to do? Absolutely not.
这是一个很容易做到的事情吗？绝对不是的。
Now maybe some of you are your teens are thinking all these things that you're guys talking about only apply to the adults and the GB, the church staff, the deacons. It doesn't bother me.
也许这边的青少年会觉得你们现在谈的这些事情跟我毫无相干，也许只是这些教会的这个教牧同工或者是理事会或者是执事需要注意的。
Not true at all. For anyone participating in church activities, you're going to run into a situation that you don't like.
其实完全不是这样子的，这个只要参与教会活动的话，你总会碰到一些不合你心意的事情。
Maybe for the teens who are helping with the BBC, you're going to see things that, oh, they shouldn't be doing that way, I don't like it, so I'm not going to do it.
青少年也许在VBC这方面能在帮忙的时候，就是儿童暑期班帮忙的时候，也许看到一些不合他心意的事情，也许就决定就说不干了。
But that's not what Paul is teaching us here.
但是这里不是保罗教导我们的。
If there's anything we can teach them, that we need to seek unity within the church, as this is the first thing Apostle Paul tells them.
但是保罗使徒保罗跟我们讲的第一件事情，就是我们在教会里面生活的话，要有一个合而为一的心。
We're supposed to be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
We're going to. 所以我们需要这个尽力，要用这个和平彼此联络，能够保守圣灵所赐的合而为一的心。
We're going to have differences. Different ways to do things and different way to view things, but we need to seek that unity.
我们对同样的事情可能会有不同的看法或者是不同的做法，但是我们一定要有一个合而为一的心。
If we go back to verse 1 about this blessed calling,
如果说我们回到第一节讲到这个蒙召这件事情，
Paul is urging us to walk in a manner worthy of the calling.
保罗是这个很殷勤的劝我们要这样子做。
As you know, we have three girls and are now, you know, full-grown adults. So I don't tell them what to do anymore.
你们都晓得我们有三个女儿，她们现在都长大成人了。我们现在已经不太就直接告诉她们应该去怎么样去做事情。
So I can't be telling them, like when they're a little kid. If I try to tell them that way, they're not going to listen to me anyway.
所以我现在已经不能够像他们跟他们讲话的时候已经不能够像他们已经是像他们以前那个小时候跟他讲话一样，即使我这样子去跟他们讲话了，他们也反正也不会听我的。
I urge them to do certain things because I know it would be good for them.
我会很殷勤的去劝他们因为我晓得这些事情对他们有好处的。
So Paul is urging us to walk this way.
然后保罗也是这样子劝我们要这样子去行走。
So we can listen to him and would immensely benefit from it, or we can ignore that.
我们如果去这样子去听保罗的劝的话，我们会得到相当大的益处，或者我们也许可以去就是不理他。
Paul also tells us that there is one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father of all.
保罗告诉我们，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个。只有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，也就是众人的父。
These are the foundations of our church, and these are the non-negotiables.
这些是我们教会的这个基业，这些是不能够讨价还价的。
And this is a part also you'll find in church statement of faith.
这也就是我们教会的这个教会的这个statement of faith， 宪法，刑法，啊。信道，信条，这是我们教会的信条。
So, these are the foundation when we're doing things in church. We need to make sure we stay within that.
这些是我们教会的这个基本的教业，所以我们做事的时候一定要以他们的作为我们的标准。
So in verse 7, we see that we also said that grace was given to each one of us.
然后第七节的时候，我们也看到，我们个人蒙恩就是照基督所量给的，然后是给一个个人的恩赐。
So actually, also he gave us some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, shepherds, and teachers. A total of five kinds.
他所赐的有五种，有使徒、先知、传福音的、牧师和教师。
Although apostles and prophets are what we consider to be foundational, and we do not believe they exist today.
这个使徒跟这个先知是我们是就说是教会刚开始的这个一些基础的人物，我们是相信说他们现在已经不存在了。
So, but all these is to build up the church.
但是这个五种都是来用来建立这个教会的。
So, and all of us have it. You can't say, oh, I don't have certain gift, but that's not what the scripture says. Scripture says is we're all given these gifts.
有些人会觉得说，哎，我可能没有这种没有这种这个恩赐，但是这里经节讲的是我们每个人都有恩赐。
Each one of us Christians are given a certain amount.
然后我们这个每一个基督徒都有多多少少都有某种恩赐。
Some of you might know the story about the blind man and the elephant.
也许你们听过这个瞎人摸象这件事情。
As the story goes, there are, you know, a few blind men. Actually, they don't know what the elephants are like, so they each one of them go up and touch the elephant and see what the elephant is like.
这个故事基本的就是说是几位瞎子，他们不晓得这个大象长得是什么样子，所以他们要去摸一摸这个象，所以才能够感觉到象是什么样子。
So obviously, they're actually the one pulling the tail. Oh, is this like a rope?
所以摸这个象的尾巴的话，觉得像是一个绳子。
And those grabbing the ears, oh, it's almost like a blanket.
那摸他这个象的耳朵的话，觉得他们好像是一个毯子。
We have different gifts serving in different roles within the church. much like different parts of the elephant.
我们这个在教会有不同的恩赐，有扮演不同的角色，就像是一个像不身体上面不同的部分一样。
So, but if you look at it, the Chinese and English version, there's something slightly different.
但是你看这个中文英文这个翻译的话，中间有一点点不同的地方。
The Chinese part also have a phrase called "each one do his part."
的这个中文这边有一句在十二节讲到各尽其职。
But it's I don't know why, but I'm you know, but it's actually at a very interesting element here.
我不晓得为什么会有这个差别，但是这个很有意思。
In the church, we need everyone to do their part.
在教会里面，我们需要每一个人尽他的责任。
Just like you're part of the elephant.
就像是你是象的一部分一样。
So you're not part of the elephant, you're going to be left behind.
如果说你不是大象的一部分的话，你就会被落在后面。
That's what elephants leave behind. No, that's just kidding.
所以这个大象这个落的这一部分的话，大家也不讲也就算了。
So what is the goal of this walk?
所以我们这个行走的目标是什么呢
？The walk is to maintain, attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God.
这个行走的目标是在真道上要同归于一，要认识神的儿子。
To mature manhood.
要长大成人。
To measure to the measure of stature of fullness of Christ.
要满有基督成长的身量。
We are to be mature Christians, so we're not like children who can be easily fooled.
所以我们需要变成一个已经成长的这个成熟的这个基督徒，这样不容易会中不太容易会去中了人的诡计。
I ask myself, are we maturing as a church?
所以我会问我自己，我们这个教会有在成长吗
？Do we have a lot of maturing Christians?
我们有很多的这个已经成长的这个基督徒吗
？We may have Christians who have been Christians for many years, yet in terms of spiritual age, many of us are still infants or toddlers.
也许我们有人做了基督徒做了很长一段时间了，但是在灵命的这个年岁来讲的话，也许只是一个婴儿。
Is our spiritual age in sync of how many years we have been Christians?
我们这个属灵的这个年岁跟我们这个实际上的年岁。有相对的这个比例吗
？How many of us are spiritual toddler and still want to be in stroller？
我们有其中有多少人还是一个灵命上还是一个婴儿，想坐婴儿车呢
？Do you want to be pushed in the park？
你希望坐婴儿车里面，然后被人推来推去吗
？You know it's really tiring to push a big adult in an oversized stroller。
你晓得这个在这个。把一个成人放在这个婴儿这个特大的婴儿车里面，然后推来推去滑，是一件很累的事情。
Do you still want to drink spiritual milk?
你是希望这个喝这个属灵的奶吗
？Do you are you still using a pacifiers?
你还在用奶嘴吗
？We don't have oversized pacifiers.
我们没有特大号的奶嘴。
What is your spiritual age? We should ask ourselves: Am I serving others, or we need other people to serve us?
我们这个属灵的年纪到底是有多大呢？我们要问一下，就是说我们有没有服侍其他人，还是我们还是在等其他人来服侍我们
？The whole point of being mature is so that you're not going to be fooled and be able to fight off any kind of deceitful schemes.
这个成熟的这个最终的目的，就是说是我们不会做一个愚人然后容易中了人的诡计。
But this is not where Paul ends.
但是保罗没有就停在那里。
He's concluding a section by telling us we are to speak the truth in love.
然后他这一段结论的时候，他是讲说我们用爱心说诚实话。
Tell it like it is, but do it gently.
我们说话的时候就是实在的说，但是说的时候要以温柔的方式去说。
Do it because we care.
我们如此做是因为我们有关心。
So we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head.
所以我们成长的时候要连于元首基督。
Into Christ, from which the whole body joined in together by every joint with which is equipped.
所以我们这个要连于元首基督，然后全身就靠他联络得合适，百节各按各自。
To sum it up, we need to grow together.
所以总结来讲的话，我们要一起成长。
This is the only way the church can grow.
这是教会唯一能够成长的这个方式。
Brothers and sisters, let's grow together and build our church up.
兄弟姐妹们，让我们一起来成长，然后在主里建造我们的教会。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
让我们低头一起做祷告。
Heavenly Father, as we study what Paul is telling us, how to walk.
天父，我们在研读保罗教导我们怎么样去行走的时候。
We don't know why the first thing he tells us is how to live our life in church.
我们晓得他第一件事情提醒我们的是在教会中怎么样去行走。
We ask that your word would convict us and actually teach us how to live our life in church.
我们希望你的话语能够教导我们，能够带领我们，让我们去晓得怎么样在教会里面行走。
We ask these things in Jesus' name.
我们求乃是以耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.